Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris Furlong. I am your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 109 today, and we're going to dive straight into it. We are the hero of our own story. Whether we know it, whether we've accepted it, whether we're yet to actually discover it, like discover our inner hero, or whatever it may be, there is much to know and there is much to understand of the hero's journey. And that is what I want to talk about today. I've been dabbling with this whole idea, this whole theory, or I don't know, I've been coming back to it and I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but a concept of a hero emerges and that we are all the hero of our own story. Now, sometimes we just need to look at the world from a third person perspective and we can see it all differently. Now, this all came from my understanding of me actually coming up with, it's not actually my idea. I didn't realize that there was a whole theory and framework on this that we're going to talk about. But a lot of the time when I get out there running, especially when I'm doing a challenging run, whether it's a half marathon or sometimes it might even just be a 5K and I'm just not feeling it that day, but I like to listen to a lot of music or I listen to a podcast or whatever it may be. And while I'm doing the run, I also do a lot of self-talk to myself and thinking about conquering whatever it is I'm trying to conquer at that point in time. And sometimes I find myself envisioning myself, looking at myself from a third person perspective, like that I'm watching me as a hero going through his journey to conquer whatever it is, in this case, the running parallel of life. And it actually has made me move forward a lot quicker, battle through those challenges easier, and, you know, get over the mountain of whatever that obstacle may be. Sometimes it's just working through the challenge of this is a tough run. And that's really what I'm referring to. But there's actually this whole other framework and whole theory, not just theory, but actual storytelling framework that was actually developed by someone called Joseph Campbell. And I did some research on this in writing this, you know, this podcast and what I actually wanted to share about. And it actually involves a series of stages that a hero typically goes through, whether it's, you know, through a story of adventure, through a story of great triumph. And I want to take you through those typical stages in this episode. We're going to go through what those stages look like. And then I'm actually going to take you through an example of just a cliche everyday situation. But then we're going to dive a little deeper, even further, of how this can become so relevant and how you can actually leverage this framework for yourself and actually use it to help you conquer whatever it is that you're facing on a day-to-day basis or on a big picture perspective as well, like, you know, trying to reach your goals, dreams, and aspirations. But it's not always about that. Sometimes we just need to conquer the day. So that's what we're going to dive in. So let's get into it. So the typical stages of a hero's journey. Now, there's 11 steps here that I can see just looking in front of me, and I'm going to break them down, take you through it at a very high level, and then we'll get into a bit more understanding. So the first one is the call to adventure. The hero is presented with a challenge or opportunity that requires them to leave their comfort zone and embark on a journey. Seems straightforward. You know, when I think of this, I think about Shrek, right? It's a good example. And then the next part of the story is usually part two, which is the refusal of the call. The hero is initially hesitant to accept the call of adventure, often due to fear or a sense of inadequacy or whatever they have a challenge, or they're not the one right for it. And again, referring to, you know, to Shrek, where he was meant to deliver Princess Fiona. It was his orders. And I remember there's a quote in that where it talks on about, I'm no messenger boy, I'm a delivery boy. He just has his one task that he wants to do, whereas Princess Fiona was actually trying to say, no, he needs to come rescue me, and la-da-da-da, I digress. But again, it's very relevant in a lot of the, you know, videos and movies and TV series and stories that we see. This story arc is very, very evident. Number three is meeting the mentor. The hero meets a wise or experienced mentor figure who provides guidance and support. We then move on to part four, which is crossing the threshold. The hero leaves their familiar world and enters a new and unfamiliar one. We then land in part five, which is we have tests, allies, and enemies. The hero faces a series of challenges, meets allies who help them, and enemies who hinder their progress. Part six then moves on to the approach of the inmost cave. The hero approaches a major obstacle or challenge, often a point of no return. We then have part seven, which is an ordeal. The hero faces their greatest challenge or ordeal, often a life or death situation. We then have the reward. Part 8, the hero overcomes their challenge and receives a reward or boon. That's just what they've said. And then 9 is the road back. The hero begins their journey back to their familiar world, often encountering additional challenges or obstacles or side quests. This reminds me of The Hobbit's journey and also after The Lord of the Rings as well, heading back to, back to their homelands. And then 10, the second last part of the hero's journey is the resurrection. The hero faces one more final challenge, often a confrontation with their enemy or a symbol of their inner demons. And then 11, being the final part, is a return with Elixir. The hero returns to their familiar world, having gained new knowledge or insight and use their experience to benefit others. So I think we can all probably say, if you're listening to this or watching this on the YouTube, if you haven't hit like and subscribe, please do that. It would be greatly appreciated. But you're probably very familiar with this whole story arc. We see it in so many different areas. And that's why I think it's actually so relevant to us, because we are the hero we need. We too are on a journey to conquer whatever it is that we are trying to conquer. This might be on a big perspective, or it might be on a short scale as well, like a small scale, like meaning just today. Now, to help you understand this a little bit better, I'm going to go through a bit of a simulated example of just how we could apply this to an everyday perspective and how you can apply it to an everyday perspective. Then I want to help you further and see how you can leverage this framework, parts or all of it or whatever, and use it for different parts and challenges in your life. So chapter 1, if we go back to the call of adventure or the call to adventure, the hero is presented with a challenge or an opportunity that calls them to action. Now, if I just use an example of, let's say there's a protagonist or someone who is in this story, we'll call them Sarah, and maybe they're getting a new job offer, a personal challenge or desire to pursue a long-held dream. In this case, we will use a job offer, right? Sarah is offered a new promotion at work, but it requires her to relocate to a new city, to a place of unknown where she doesn't know anyone. She's excited about the opportunity, however, but also scared of the unknown and what it could bring. Now, we move into part 2, which is the refusal of that call. So, you know, there's a bit of fear, there's a bit of doubt and other obstacles. So Sarah is now feeling overwhelmed by the prospect of having to move to this new city, leaving behind, you know, what she knows, her life, her family, her support system, but she considers turning down the promotion or the new job opportunity and staying in her comfort zone. However, we move to part 3, which is she meets a mentor or she refers to a mentor. She reaches out to a former colleague who now actually lives in the same city where she will be relocating. The colleague offers to show her around and introduce her to some new friends and help her settle in and be a bit more comfortable. Thus, we move to the crossing of the threshold. In this case, she's actually taking a leap of faith. Sarah's deciding to accept and take this promotion and move to a new city. So she packs up everything, all her belongings, says goodbye to her friends and family, and she sets out on her journey. This is where the tests, allies, and enemies come into play. She's in a new city, Sarah's moved in, but now she's struggling to adjust with a new job, an unfamiliar environment, but she's also making some friends, and she finds support from them in unexpected places. But her challenge or her enemies is, you know, having to adapt with being uncomfortable, which means now she has to move into part 6, which is approaching her inmost cave. And it's her greatest challenge. She must face a major setback at work. And maybe she lost a big deal. She didn't sign a big contract or she missed out on a $100 million offer or something. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just making it up as I go. But here we can see that because of this, it's a big setback and she begins to doubt her abilities. Is she going to be able to do this? Is she capable of doing this? She feels alone. She feels unsure of what to do next and how does she move forward? And in doing so, there's an ordeal. You know, she faces her ultimate challenge from this and she's going to experience a transformation. So she digs deep. She has to find what she has left. She has to find the courage to overcome this challenge. And she discovers new strengths and capabilities within herself. Now, I know that isn't always the case. It's not always that easy, but hear me out. This is just an example, right? So in doing so, from this, she seizes the sword. She takes the reward, which is part 8, and she starts to achieve this goal that she's been pushing for so long. Sarah is recognized at her work for her contributions, for whatever it is that she was trying to conquer, whether it was a big deal or whatever, and she's given to even a higher promotion, to a higher position, the reward. So now after achieving this, it's what we call the road back. So she reflects on her journey, where she's come from, how far she's come, how far she's grown, what she's learned and been able to take from all of this experience. So she returns to her home city. Now she has options. She's higher in the company and she's now able to make bigger decisions for herself. And she's ready to take on a new challenge, which moves us to part 10, the resurrection. She still has one more challenge to face. Something else arises at work, something else which she had not expected. And this time she's able to draw from her lessons, from her experiences, from her journey, from how far she's come, and she emerges victorious and becomes more confident than ever. And she actually wins the day again. And then to top it all off, she returns home and she's able to take this newfound wisdom and help others now go and do exactly the same thing. She shares her experiences with her colleagues and inspires them to take their own risks and pursue their own goals. Now, I understand this might could come across a little corny, might be a bit cliche, or it might be actually super, super relevant for you. But one thing that I found is sometimes we need to find our inner hero to emerge on our everyday things. You know, on this podcast, I talk about a lot of, you know, big picture stuff, talking about, you know, chasing your goals, passions, aspirations, and making that dream come a reality and doing the work and all that, which I totally stand by 100%. But I also understand that there's so much little things that we have to do on a day-to-day basis, just as an individual, just as an adult, someone who has responsibilities, someone who has, you know, is accountable to different beings, you know, whether it's you've got kids, you've got to look after them, you're responsible for them, but you're also accountable to different duties and able to pay the bills and things like that. So life's tough, right? And that's why I wanted to bring it back to the everyday things, such as problems that we have to solve, the challenges that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, the barriers that pop up that are in our way, the obstacles that we have to figure out how to remove or get around, and also taking on the things that are holding us back. So as I said, it doesn't have to be about the big picture end game dreams and goals. It doesn't have to be. But what I'm here to talk about is how this framework can have such a relevance to reflect upon on the everyday things. And I'm going to read through 20 different ones right now of how you can apply this mentality, this framework, and this story arc in your own world and how it might be relevant to you for 20 just everyday things. Number one is sometimes we might need to just find our inner hero, just waking up in the morning and starting a new day. That in alone can be a challenge. It can be tough. It's a battle and we have to work through it. Going to school or work. Sometimes it could be starting a new project or a hobby. It might be moving to a new city or a country, which we've just heard as an example for Sarah. It might be going through a difficult breakup or divorce. It might be starting a new job or career, dealing with an illness or an injury or a setback, starting a new exercise or fitness routine, pursuing a new goal or dream. It doesn't have to be big. Learning a new skill or language. Overcoming a fear or phobia, facing a personal crisis or personal challenge, starting a family, having a child, going on a trip or an adventure, starting a new relationship, coping with the loss of a loved one, making a difficult decision, starting a new business or venture, going through a period of self-discovery or self-reflection. And the final one is taking on a leadership role or responsibility. So these are all just everyday things that we encounter on a day-to-day basis. Others can include like just managing our family, cooking dinner, learning how to cook, moving out of home. There's all these different things that we have to encounter just on the journey of life, right? Even just going out for a run. Sometimes it can be tough. And what I've been able to create is a light little template that you can take, and it's got a number of different prompts in there that you can ask yourself when going through a sticky situation. Now, you don't have to use the full 11 pieces of this hero's journey framework, but you can go through it and, you know, maybe you have a situation. So you can ask yourself number 7, the ordeal. A hero undergoes a transformation experience, often involving in death and rebirth, and then brings them back from the brink of failure and success. So in this situation, you might have to ask yourself, describe a difficult or transformative experience that you've had. Right? And we can actually start to look at the situation that we're in and understand how this is actually going to transform us or how something in the past has enabled us to get through it, right? So we might've had a situation where you've had a big event coming up and you've had to plan for it, or maybe you're doing a big speech and you don't know what to do or you don't know how to handle it because it's bigger than ever you've ever done. But when you reflect back and you can see, well, you've done something like this before, maybe it was on a smaller scale, but at the time it was a big deal. So go through the process and the emotions and the motion of how did you achieve that then? So how can you achieve it now with what you know? And that's just one example. So if you would like to download that framework, I do have a link in the description, whether it's the show notes, whether it's on YouTube, and you can download that PDF. It's 100% free. You can use it and refer to it. Now, before we do wrap up, I actually want to bring it back to three other points that I believe are relevant concepts to the whole hero emerging. And what they ultimately can broken down to is the power of self-belief, the role of adversity, and the importance of a supportive community. And I'm going to go through this quite quickly, but I wanted to bring it to your attention so you can just understand how these three elements with the hero's journey can actually help you go even further and above and beyond. So why is self-belief important? You see, when we have a strong sense of self-belief, we're more likely to take risks. We can set ambitious goals and we can persist in, we can persist further when we are faced with challenges and setbacks. Conversely, when we actually doubt ourselves or we lack the confidence, we actually may then hold back. We may procrastinate or we give up more easily. And that's why it's so important that we have the self-belief and that we do talk to ourselves and understand that we can actually do this. We have to reaffirm that. We need to find a way to ensure that we are feeling confident, that we do have that confirmation that we are more than capable. And that's why it's important for self-belief. Now, at the same time, there is this role of adversity. Challenges, setbacks can be viewed as opportunities for growth, for development, but also for things that are going to enable us to scale and grow and slingshot into a bigger and better version of ourselves, hence also bringing in self-belief. So the role of adversity actually helps build resilience. It helps develop problem-solving skills. It helps us learn from our mistakes. It helps build self-awareness and also foster personal growth, which are all five characteristics which are going to help us become a better version of ourselves again. Now, the final point is the importance of a supportive community. Now, yes, I'm saying we should be the hero that we need to be and that we should emerge into this greater version of ourselves. We do need the people around us to encourage us, to keep us accountable, to help us and provide resources, you know, insight, connections. And then also, they can also provide perspective. And, you know, as we went through the whole journey arc of a hero, they did. They had a mentor, someone there that was able to guide them, give them insight, give them wisdom, help them, give them perspective. We need that too. So to finish up, to finalize this, what quest are you on right now? Is it small, big, or is it a side quest? And what are you going to do about it? How can you leverage the framework that we've just gone through, the hero's journey framework, to help you better equip yourself and become who you need to be? Remember, we need to practice positive self-talk. We need to visualize and cultivate self-belief. Because if we do not believe we are more than capable to do this, let alone capable, then it's going to be very hard to step up to what it's going to take. We also need to reframe adversity. We need to actually look at it and understand that, okay, there is something going on here, but how can I take this and leverage it for a positive growth experience? How can I use this as a way to help me go into a learning experience rather than a failure experience? We also need to seek out and leverage the support of our social networks, our ecosystem of people, and use them and help them to help us overcome the challenges and achieve our goals. Just re-summarizing exactly what I said before, because I really want to re-emphasize it. So you, go now and be the hero we need. Go now and be the hero that you need. And I'm going to finish with two quotes before we wrap up. A hero can be anyone, even a man doing something as simple and reassuring as putting a coat around a little boy's shoulders to let him know that the world hadn't ended. And that's from Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. And the second one and the final one that I'll leave you with today is a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. And that's Christopher Reeve, who played Superman. So there you go. Two hero quotes for a big hero framework journey episode. And something a little different today, but it has been something that I've been thinking about as I've been running, as I said. And it's something which I have been trying to figure out, how do I actually talk about this? And I had to dive in, do some research. And now that I look back on it, it's so relevant to everything that we do. So I really do appreciate you being here. If you do want to continue the conversation, you can drop a comment below down on the YouTube, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. All the details are in the show notes, but you can also continue the conversation via SpeakPipe, go over to www.speakpipe.com/featheryourlifestyle. And you can leave like a voicemail or a message of sorts, and I can actually bring that into this episode and we can continue the conversation. I would really love to do that. So if you want to do that, jump over there. Otherwise, if you do have any questions, comments, thoughts, do reach out. Let's connect. Otherwise, you have a wonderful day. Cheers.